just take a look at some of these photos. And I got a variety of people from a variety of backgrounds, from various network marketing companies. These are real people just like you that joined, were broke, didn't know what they were doing, wondered if they could do it, wondered if they could succeed. Tim Foley used to play for the Miami Dolphins. Some of them were very successful when they joined. Some of them were not. But all of them achieved outrageous success. The fastest was 2 years, on average, 4 to 5. 4 to 5 years on average before they were fully 100% financially free. Look at the home. Some of these homes may appeal to some of you more than others. Look at the boats. Notice the people look confident today. I should show you pictures of some of these people when they first got started. I know a lot of them. I know most of them. And they didn't know how to tie a tie. These are real people, folks, just like you. Think of the things that you would do. What would be in your picture? What type of boat? Some of you don't like motor coaches to travel around in. I'm not a big fan. I like to fly in private jets as opposed to drive on a motor coach. Some people like that with their family and friends. What type of cars would you have? Would you have the Ferraris? Would you have the Bentleys? Rick Setzer, for example, is a good friend of mine. Rick was the fellow who introduced me to Krispy Kreme donuts. Some of you may have heard that story. I was driving with Rick in his Rolls Royce. It was about 1:30 in the morning. We're in South Carolina. And he says, hey, Kevin, he says, you know what I feel like? I says, he's from South Carolina. I says, what, Rick? He says, I feel like a Krispy Kreme donut. I says, what the hell is a Krispy Kreme donut? He says, you never had a Krispy Kreme donut? I said, no, I've never had a Krispy Kreme donut. He says, well, you haven't lived unless you had a Krispy Kreme donut about 2 o'clock in the morning, hot, coming off the hot oil. So I said, all right, is it far? Because it's already 1:30 in the morning. He says, no, not too far. So we went and had Krispy Kreme donuts. There's Don Storms. Don spoke at our function. Don's a good friend. And this is an old picture. This is his private island at the bottom. That's his own private island in Lake Winnipesaukee. And this is his old house. He had built this mammoth house around 40,000 square feet, which is unbelievable since that time. Just think about it. What others have done, you can do also. The first question is, what is your level of belief that the industry works? When I say the industry works, that real people just like you make money. The industry is legitimate and it works. And let me give you an interesting fact. People always come up, especially regulators with various government agencies, and saying, you mislead people because most people who join network marketing companies don't make any money. Most people don't make any money who join network marketing companies. I said, you know, there's Salem State College. What percentage of graduates become millionaires? What percentage actually finish and graduate? What percentage of people that actually start, students, graduate? What percentage become millionaires? What percentage succeed? They don't even have those statistics. I said, but in network marketing, the statistics are very clear. It is true that the vast majority, the overwhelming majority of people who join network marketing companies never make any money. But that's a misnomer. Because number one, a lot of people join network marketing companies just because they want to buy the product from that company at wholesale. They have no intention of making money or starting a business. But those people are factored in. Secondly, the majority of people don't consistently work their business. So if you look at all the people who join network marketing companies, the vast majority don't make any money. But that's not the right question. The right question is, if you take all the people around the world who've joined a network marketing company and put in 15 hours a week, every week for just 1 year, what percentage of those people are making at least $1,000 a month in profit? It's 100%. Virtually everybody. It's a very small number that actually put 15 hours a week every single week. Very small percentage. Do you understand? The success rate in network marketing is one of the highest, if not the highest, in the entire business world. If you want to go into business, you have a virtual 100% success probability in network marketing, not just gin, but any other type of network marketing opportunity, if you do the work. If you do the right things long enough consistently, you will succeed. Almost nobody does.